life threatening. I guess something grabbed me and I'll be all right in a week or two, but I'm somewhat under the influence of drugs, really.
Well, like you said, too, lots of things you think of unless somebody comes right out and asks you, then it's different. How about if somebody dies, they have the service at church or people come to their home or funeral home or what?
They used to call it sitting up. When somebody died, lots of times they died at home, but if they died in the hospital, they might bring them home. They might bring them to the funeral home, get them embalmed, and then bring them home. And I am told, I can't verify this because I don't go that far back, but the reason for the sitting up deal, you call it meeting with friends now, but somebody set up a corpse all night, they tell me to keep the rats from them. That's how it originates. But it's a, it was a custom long past there was any use for that.
Right.
You know how we are. We're cast in bronze or something. We can't change. Never do to make a change.
But it gets to be a tradition. People know. And then, well, I guess they used to have to build their own box to put them in and everything.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we had an old gentleman around here. In fact, he didn't even get to be buried in his casket. He had his own wall and casket made, and he'd get in and model a thing for you. And before he died, some joker stole the thing. He never did show it. I guess somebody else got buried in it.
That's sad.
It is. I mean, it wasn't a joke either. Whoever thefted it meant to keep it.